Are you going to record for me? Please do. Would you like to speak, Mitch?
Hello, hello, hello.
Looks good. Doom. I like doing it with, hello? Are you going to do it? As many of these as possible.
And you have,
redundant CD.
Yeah, that always helps.
Is it going to be in the way? Is it in the way? So. We meet again.
Oh.
I guess, let me see. Look, pretend I was sitting where I'm going to be sitting, which is right over here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me.
Hi.
That's totally way too far. So let me squish a little closer over here. And let's push these to the floor. So now pretend that I'm going to be sitting right over here.
Right. Okay, right there.
That's not bad. Let me try the complete other side, though.
Okay.
It's a bit of a tight squeeze here. So, I guess
San with this Francisco lamp. Ghost Society. Oops.
That's going to be a loud sound for the editors.
You're not recording now, are you?
Yes, I am. So okay. What if I was sitting right over here?
Hi, hi, hi.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I'm just going to stand right over here. I think we should be good. Oh, I am kidding. Okay. You know? Ah, shucks.
Did Ina and, Ramin take off?
Yeah, I think they did.
Okay.
Excellent. So, how has it been going?
It.
How has your month been since we've been gone?
Oh man, it's been an amazing month. Yeah, so in the time you've been gone, Noisebridge's new space here has gone from being totally under construction to being lived in. And we had our 1 year anniversary open hack space, open house. Yeah, and it's been just really wonderful. So, yeah, now all these people are doing projects here and we can do so many things at once without being on top of one another. And that's exactly what we wanted when we rented a new space. So I can have circuit hacking Mondays at 7 o'clock instead of 8:30, which means younger kids can come now who have younger bedtimes. And that's really cool. So I can do this while there's two other classes going on in the other rooms. And everyone gets to do their thing. So, yeah, and as well as doing Noisebridge, I've been really busy with all these other projects and trying to get the new version of TV Be Gone done, which I just finished today.
And, really? What is the new version I have compared to the old version?
Oh, well, of course, I have a handful of new codes for some newer TVs that didn't exist the last time I did a database upgrade. And I'm using a new microcontroller chip that's advantageous in many ways to the other ones. So yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get to some questions that I've kind of like been discovering as we went, realizing more and more that what's going on is an educational activity. And I'm wondering if you see what's going on right now as a response to what some feel as a failure in school. General like education.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a lot of holes in our education system. And San Francisco is well known for having a pretty poor school system, which is really unfortunate because here we are in High Tech Central, and kids really aren't getting the opportunity to learn what they'd like to learn. So Noisebridge has classes in anything that people want to teach. and anything people want to learn. So, you know, anything from cooking to language to computers to hardware to, you know, photography, music, video, film. And all these things you can't really learn so well in school. People want to learn about all sorts of things in school. There's a curriculum with standardized tests. It's not really the best way suited for many people to learn what they want to learn. So we provide a space and opportunity for people to learn all of these things and more. There's a lot of other people in San Francisco doing it in their own way as well. But we are a 501c3, a nonprofit corporation in the state of California, and we're educational as a public benefit explicitly and by law. So, you know, that's why we are here. But we're also here as well as for education for community. So this is something seriously lacking in our culture in general. You know, more and more over time, all these old systems that provided community don't work for more and more people. And if you drop the things that provided the community, you know, even if it wasn't good community, at least it was community, at nuclear families and church groups and jobs, at least there was some community. And if we drop those things, then where do we get community? And NoiseBridge is a place where a lot of people are finding community, often for the first time in their lives. There's a lot of people who all their lives have been introverted geeks, and people who've been beaten up or made fun of, bullied as kids. And here we are as adults forming community, and the whole world's watching us and kind of envious in a way, but we're really posing this as a model for community, and through community, people can learn a lot from one another. So I see education and community being hand in hand. We can learn a lot on our own, especially with the aid of the internet, but the internet is a very poor substitute for community. If it's all you got, great, it's better that it's there than not, but nothing like people getting together and being in the same space. Because what you can learn is very unexpected when you're in the same space with people. People can get an idea from someone totally unintentionally, just by a random movement or a random turn of phrase. And it can be pretty amazing. So NoiseBridge is full of a lot of aha moments because of all of us being here in one space.
So I'm wondering about that whole progression of people from being the geeks that were kind of like picked upon in class and now becoming maybe the new, well, it almost seems to be a popular thing to do, especially since the internet is causing this trend to be popular. But why do you think that could be related to why these places are called hackerspaces?
Well, they're called hackerspaces because we're hackers. You know, there have been hackers since decades, people who call themselves hackers. And hacker was a positive term that hackers called themselves. And it wasn't until the media got hold of it and gave it another definition, which was really antithetical to the original one. And so now most people, the only time they've ever heard the word hacker is from the mainstream media, which use it as synonymous with criminal. And although there probably are in any group someone who might break the law, that's not what hacker groups are about. Hacker groups are about people supporting each other in learning and sharing ideas. So everyone will have a different definition of hacker. There's no one true definition. You ask 100 hackers, you'll get 100 variations on what it might mean. To me, it means learning as much as you can about a technology and then making it better, and then sharing it. And so that's what I like doing with my hardware hacking, but I also do that with my life. You know, technology doesn't have to be high tech, and that's why we have classes in anything anyone wants to learn here. You can hack anything. You can learn about it, you can make it better, and you can share it. So, you know, and when you do all of that, not only your life is enhanced, but the life of those around you. So, and the community grows and gets stronger as a result. And if this is something that people are watching, it spreads to the community at large and the world.
So I'm just going to start asking questions, try to get the questions that I think we missed from last time.
But yeah.
Where do you think new ideas come from?
Where do ideas come from? You know, that's an interesting philosophical or maybe metaphysical question, because you know, ideas are almost as if they come, they're just floating around, and like for myself, I don't think I come up with ideas. Ideas come through me, and if I'm open to it, more ideas come through me, and if I'm totally open to failure, then even more come through me, because I cannot do anything effectively if I'm attached to succeeding every single time. All of Noisebridge, in fact, is just an idea that came through me that I could either fight or go with. And there's really no choice, because fighting it means fighting myself. If an idea is coming through me, I'm fighting myself to stop it. And if I fight myself, who loses, you know? So the only real choice is to go with it. And the interesting thing is, you know, I'm an inventor, and every idea I've ever come up with, zillions of people have come up with the same idea or similar idea independently around the world. In fact, there's only been one idea I've ever come up with which seemingly not a zillion people have come up with, and that's TV Be Gone. You know, and if other people did come up with it, I'm the only one who put it out there. But, you know, just that people around the world quite often come up with the same idea or similar idea all over the place independently, just kind of, you know, lends itself to metaphysical. Is it in the ether and we just kind of like intersect it? Is it just that it's an idea, its time has come, so obviously a bunch of people think of it? Who knows? I mean, where do ideas come from? People often ask me as an inventor, it's like, where do you come up with these ideas? It's like, I don't know. Where do you come up with your ideas? How do you know which shoe to tie first? I mean, it's just, these things just happen. And, you know, and if you let it happen, it happens more. And if you enjoy it, it happens even more.
So something I really liked as I was traveling through the hackerspaces is that they don't have this idea of perfection, that you're here to build something that's going to be awesome, and you're going to make it, and it's going to be perfect. The idea is kind of learning through play.
Yeah.
How do you think that these places encourage the attitude of mistake making and calling it play? Or, you know what I mean? Like,
well, for me, it's very explicit. When I teach classes and workshops, I tell people that you are going to learn by making mistakes, and make it very clear that it's totally cool to make mistakes, because that's an opportunity to learn. And you know, I try to make everything I do very fun. You know, one of my roles I see is a trickster, so and in a fun way, because I trick people into giving themselves permission to do what they really want. Because so often we don't really give ourselves permission to really do what we want, because we do what we think we're supposed to do. We live in a lot of fear in our culture, and you know, and it's understandable. There's so much that can go wrong, and you know, we need enough money to live our lives, to get enough food and shelter, and you know, and everywhere we look, we're told things have to be this way to be successful, and success is defined in certain ways, and it's really hard to you know, break free of those kind of mind traps, really. But through play, you can make something fun and see that, wow, you know, if I make something fun, like this little device with one button that helps people turn off TVs in public places, it's kind of mischievous, and you have power over a device that you didn't even necessarily know had power over you, and it's just fun to turn TVs off, and then I'm hoping people see that, you know, they actually enjoy it when TVs are off. You know, or if I make something that makes it fun because they're suddenly hallucinating colors and patterns from their imagination, maybe they find out that it's actually fun to chill out once in a while. You know, and that's the way each of us in our own way makes it fun to do what we do at Noisebridge. Because Noisebridge isn't about making money. People here do make money, and there's nothing wrong with making money, but that's not the primary goal. The primary goal is to explore and do what you really love doing. And that's really fun and that's really playful. And if there's a whole bunch of people doing what they love, the energy is really high. And that's what I really love about the hacker scene in general. And going to all these hacker spaces, you know, if you have thousands of people at a conference, a majority of whom really love what they do, that is so different than society at large. And it's just so high being around people loving what they do and wanting to share it, and other people wanting to learn from each other. And that's why I wanted to start NoiseBridge, was to have something where 24/7 you could come and be around that kind of energy. And fun and learning through play.
Yeah, I'm going to, I think the last thing that I want to ask, because I think we got most of the questions the first time around. I just wanted to make sure that we got to check out the space again after a month of being gone.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you if you have anything to say to any of the other spaces, but I will replace the battery on the screen.
Okay.
And do you think that's a good question to end off with? Because we started doing that sometime midway around, because we wanted to get spaces to be more interactive with each other.
Yeah.
And like start a dialogue.
Yeah, definitely. And I've been talking to people individually about coming up with projects that would be really cool for spaces to collaborate on, or play together through. And I haven't come up with any one project that would be like overall encompassing. And but you know, if people are putting their thoughts in that direction, even if we don't come up with something, it still connects us.
There it is. There's that awesome picture of you.
Kind of like shrugging my shoulders.
No, there it is. Here, show this to Mitch.
Oh, God.
I'm wearing two sets of underwear.
Oh, that's beautiful. Looking coy. Where is this?
At the Fair Austin.
Yeah.
It's at the fair?
Yeah, we're making 3D scans in that cool day.
With Friedrich.
Friedrich.
He never emailed me back.
Damn.
No, I kept
He never gave me my digital file.
I know, I kept
He had my body.
He gave me the video, but he never gave me the file, which sucked because I could have had it 3D printed.
Oh, that would be totally cool.
I know,
we have a MakerBot.
Okay, cool. So this is
an action figure.
So this is gonna be basically, hey, hackerspaces. And so this time you can look at the camera rather than because you're actually gonna talk to people. So, anything you wanna say? That's a good way to begin.
What can I say to hackerspaces around the world? Keep doing cool things. Hackerspaces, the world is looking to us because we're the ones forming community. There's so little of it in our culture at large, and here we are doing it. And we're an example for others who can take community and run with it in their own way. So, you know, put it out in the world, show people that it's really not only is how can I put it? you know, we're kind of taught that you really shouldn't just do what you want. That's like selfish or something. But not only is it not a bad thing, it's an incredibly good thing. Look at the accomplishments that you've had in your hackerspace. You know, I can look at what we've done here at NoiseBridge. It's totally incredible what we've done with no leaders and with only one rule: be excellent to one another. Amazing projects are being done here, have been done here, and will be done here. Community is forming, and it's just, you know, it's just totally beautiful. And all of this with a sense of play and people learning so much that they wouldn't have learned if the hackerspace wasn't here. So we're providing something that the world needs, and if we keep doing that, who knows where we're going to go. And I'm totally excited and way curious to be living through this and watching. And you know, I hope and I'm sure you are too. So keep up the great work, and you know, let's see what happens. You know, the world is not been a place for utopia, but here we can make our own little versions of coolness, and it spreads.
See you all at the next American Hackerspace Conference, which doesn't exist yet, but will, because it has to. All right, cool. Oh, shoot. Do Po' Boy? Oh, shoot.
What?
Yeah, nothing. People don't know where I am.
Oh.
I don't know where I am. Oh, let's just turn this off. How about that? Cool. And bye. Excellent day. Let me think. That offers us some video over here. I kind of wanted to do this. You can turn off your microphone. I kind of wanted to go around town. I forgot. I was thinking, what am I going to do without the crew? And I was thinking that I could go around with this camera and stop people on the street. And I kind of want to see.